Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is a terrific Tuesday, October the 4th, 2016. You have tuned in to Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our website. Check us out on social media. Facebook, Google+, Instagram, Twitter, we're all across the World Wide Web, reminding you that your life is worth living and living out loud. I'm your host, Rev J, and of course, I'm excited that you guys tuned in today. As you know, we have kickstarted our fall season. Woo! FOIL doesn't work. What? Yes, FOIL stands for First, Outside, Inside, Last. And it doesn't work. It's not a lasting method for change. Works well in math, but not when applied to real life. Sorry, it just is what it is. You can dress up all you want to, but until you start to fix, correct, and address what's really going on inside of you, it's just not going to happen. I was watching TV the other day, and one of them advertising commercials come on for this treatment, that treatment, and then it's followed by another commercial, and it's followed by another commercial. And the commercial that really caught my eye this time was the shingles commercial. The shingles commercial says, if you've ever had chicken pox, then the shingles virus is already inside of your body. And you can have an outbreak at any time if you've ever had chicken pox. So I had chicken pox when I was in the second grade, Green Springs Elementary. Yeah. So somewhere in my body, in the midst of everything else that I have going on, somewhere between my lungs, my stomach, my nerves, my feelings, my emotions, my heart, my will, somewhere in there is the shingles virus. It's what the commercial's telling me. I don't see it. I don't feel it. And since they don't know what causes an outbreak, it can happen at any time. There's no way to guard yourself against it. There's no way to fight it. What you can do is you can get another vaccine as an adult for it, which is very similar to the vaccine they give kids for chickenpox now. So at any point in time, as I get older in life, this shingles thing could happen. And so a shingles outbreak is essentially this red, hot, burning rash, like blistering rash that pops up in the most inopportune time. It causes pain. It causes itchiness. It causes swelling. It causes discomfort. And so I'm thinking to myself, something that happened in my childhood, if left untreated, remains dormant in my body until something else hits it, activates it, or reactivates it again in my life. And now I have to deal with the pain and the trauma of something from my childhood. How interesting is that? That so many of us are still dressing up and fixing up and tucking and sewing and just doing all this other stuff for the outside of us, but on the inside of us, we have stuff that's still lying dormant until life pushes your button, coworker pushes your button, you're watching a Lifetime movie, it pushes the button, you have tears rolling down your face, an old song comes on, you start humming, then you start singing, and it shifts our whole focus because now it has reactivated or activated something that we thought was dormant, dead, and dealt with. Now, see, that's why FOIL doesn't work, because you can dress it up all you want to, but what's going on beneath the surface, what's going on internally, will always have a way of coming to the surface, always has a way of coming to the surface. What do you mean? Glad you asked. If you don't, in your adult life, and, you know, for me, my definition of adult age-wise is 25 and over. Maturity-wise, that's a whole other thing. But age-wise, if you're 25 or over, you've had time to look at some things, you've had time to bounce some things, you had time to mess up some stuff and fix some stuff and realize who's who and what's what in your personal life. You've had some time to do that. Now, as a person who's over 25, if you choose not to deal with those things from your past, that broken relationship, that family issue, your quick temper, your quick mind, if you choose not to deal with it, at any point in time, you are setting yourself up for a reactivation out of nowhere. What? Because that's like the shingles virus. They said they don't know what causes the reactivation. Just like when you're sitting in traffic and all of a sudden a song comes on and tears come down your face. I thought I dealt with that. I thought that was over. No, you didn't deal with it. You just buried it. You just chose not to face it head on. Or you gave it a quick antibiotic treatment. Now, antibiotics, people go back and forth on that. I'm not a big fan, personally, of the pills. But recently, science has taken a shift on even that. Because the theory was, if you have an infection in your body, give you some antibiotics, take the whole course of antibiotics, it kills the infection that's in your body, causing you the pain, discomfort, and whatever outbreak it is. Now science are saying, well, no, if you feel better, you can stop taking the antibiotics. But I thought they said a couple of years ago, if you felt better, don't stop taking the antibiotics because it makes the strain come back stronger and it causes more havoc on you. Isn't that interesting how our feelings will do the same thing? If we don't commit to the treatment, if we don't face our issues head on and the behaviors that we are displaying head on, the behaviors that we're displaying is just an outward expression of what's of the inner turmoil that we're going through. We are so quick to label people bad or wrong and this and that and the other, but the behavior is really just the outward expression. So when I'm quick-tempered or I'm popping off at the mouth, or I have road rage or things of that nature, it's because something else is going on inside of me that I have yet to deal with. It's because if I go through the same circles in life, meaning relationship after relationship, situation after situation, job after job, and it's not giving me the fulfillment, the desired result, but it's the same thing. You work for IBM, you work for Xerox, you work for Clorox, you work for all of them, and it's the same thing. I'm not getting fulfilled. I'm not getting what I want. There's something internal that you have yet to deal with. Maybe you're not meant to be just another worker. Maybe you're not meant to be behind someone's desk. Maybe there's more to you than that, and you haven't quite got there because you're holding on for security, you're holding on for insurance. But I'm reminded of a couple years, 2015, a while ago, we'll just say that, I was working for this wonderful company all across the United States, big-time major electronics dealer, yes, and this company looked good on the outside, but there were some internal things from the headship on down, and all of a sudden, this president's in place, and then that CEO's in place, then this CFO is in place, and it kept having a lot of turmoil and switching, and we're focused over here, no, we're focused over here, no, marketing is the way, and all of a sudden, stuff started switching and switching and switching, and pretty soon, within 1 week's notice, the whole company had closed down. Now, this isn't like a mom-and-pop company. This is a company with hundreds upon thousands of employees. And they say, you know, we just can't do it anymore. We're functioning at a loss. We quit. We can't. There's no one. We've tried all this leadership. We tried this. We tried that. We tried the other. Those of you who have retirement, you're kind of stuck. I'm sorry, but we're closing as a company. Because they didn't face the issue when it was something small and minute and snowball size. They waited till it was a whole avalanche around. Then they want to say, oh, well, come fix this avalanche we're having. Come fix this avalanche we're having. Oh, and sometimes even the best of leaders cannot fix an avalanche. But yet the people, but it could have been fixed when it was a snowball or a snowflake or a couple of snowflakes. Well, we don't want to address issues then. We want to wait till they get all of the way out of control, all of the way off the hook. We want to wait till we have the full-blown shingles virus. We want to wait till stuff is blistering and oozing and nasty. Then we want to deal with it. We want to wait till the infection comes back with a vengeance and then go back to the doctor and say, why didn't you help me the first time? We want to be disobedient and defiant. We don't want the real answers. We want the quick fixes. And that's another reason why FOIL doesn't work. All these quick fixes aren't fixing. Putting Band-Aids on gunshot wounds does not work. But taking that gunshot wound and removing it in most cases, which means something has internally gotten lodged inside of you that does not need to be there, is not a foreign object like your anger, your disappointment, your rage, all that stuff from your childhood does not need to be there. So now you require emergency surgery to extract the thing that's not a part of you from the beginning, to pull that up out of you so that the real you can continue to heal and go forth into who you were really meant to be. And so I'm watching a shingles commercial, back to the shingles commercial, and I'm looking at the guy, and this one guy, he's out here playing golf, and his friend is like, I just can't do it today. It's like, what do you mean you can't do it today? I can't. Obviously, this is part of their routine. They had a standing date to do this. He's like, I can't do it. And he's like, why? Why can't you do it? And he lifts up his shirt. And had he not lifted the shirt, no one would ever know there was shingles there. No one would ever know the pain that is there. There will be times that the pain in your life is so great that you have to have someone that you can confide in and say, hey, this, let me lift up my shirt. This is what I'm going through. And they'll, oh, I understand. That looks painful. I can't imagine how you're feeling. I will, you know what? I'm releasing you from the responsibility so that you can go home and heal. I'm releasing you from your obligation so that you can take the necessary time off to be who you were meant to be. This person with the shingles, that's not really you. You can't enjoy life. You can't enjoy this golf game. You can't continue these 18 rounds with this shingles virus acting up outside of you, ooh, causing you pain and discomfort. You can't work like this. You've got to get that under control before you can continue on your normal course of action. And so many times in life, we don't want to get that under control. We want to just push that to the side. So whatever your that is that you keep pushing to the side, eventually it's going to come to the surface. It's going to reactivate, and you're not going to be able to just deal with it with an aspirin. You're not going to be able to push it to the side any longer. It has to be dealt with head on, head strong, facing forward. Like, I've got to deal with this. So if it requires you a prescription to take time out, to take time away, actually deal with you and what's been going on with you, and not busy and occupy yourself with work and family and friends and distractions, then that was necessary for you to be the best version of you. It's not time for you to be like anyone else. It's not time for you to be superwoman and pull out your cake. This is time for you to let healing manifest within you. But if you're not willing to address it, guess what happens? Just like when chicken pox, it's going to spread. And then it's going to start to take over more and more parts of your body. Then you're in more and more pain. You're in more and more discomfort. No one wants to be around someone who's bleeding and blistering and oozing out because it looks nasty, it looks contagious, and they don't want to deal with it. But again, people won't know what you're dealing with if you keep it covered up. And if you keep it covered up, it can't air out and it cannot fully heal. See, it's all connected. The things that you aren't willing to expose, life will still bring to the surface. The things that you aren't willing to deal with, they still need air, and they still need the ability to breathe. They still need oxygen, and they still need to dry out and scab up so they can fall off. And even if you're left with scar tissue, that's okay because that means you've been through something. You don't have a gaping wound. It has healed. Healing is transpiring, and sometimes that healing takes time, but you've got to be willing to pull up your shirt, let certain people in and see what's really going on with you. Why aren't you acting the same way? What is really going on in your life? I don't know. I just can't put my finger on it. Oh, you really know. If you really ever have a conversation with yourself, if you get somewhere and get quiet or get by some water, get in a good book, you know what's going on with you. And if you're not in tune with yourself, this is a great time to get in tune with yourself because 8 out of 10, you know what's going on with you, but you don't want to admit it out loud because once you admit it out loud, you have given it energy and life and power. What you don't realize is that it's still growing dormant inside of you, and it will take on a life of its own if you don't address what needs to be addressed when it needs to be addressed. And this is the time to address those things that are within you. Those shingles that you are choosing not to have healed, those situations that you're like, oh, it's just a bruise, but a bruise is a sign of broken capillaries and bleeding underneath the skin. And we don't want to address the bleeding underneath the skin. Oh, the blood is now on my shirt. It's an open wound. Oh, I've got to go fix this. But what caused that bleeding? What caused you to feel that way? What causes you to go through the same circles? What kind of self-talk are you giving yourself? What medication have you prescribed yourself that you're not even taking the full dose of? So now it's come back with a vengeance. And now it's not just affecting you, but it's affecting those in your household. It's not just affecting you, but it's down in your children. It's not just affecting you, but it also came from your parents. These are things we have to look at if we're going to put in that work and realize that foil doesn't work. This is the season to stop all that exterior stuff. Stop. You're doing yourself a disservice. You can't go forward shackled to your past. You were who you were, and now you are who you are. And you have to be okay with both of those people. You're not the same person you were 20 years ago, and that's a good thing. And 20 years from now, you can be an even better version of yourself, but you have to pour into you in a way that you've never done before if you want to get the lasting results. Just saying, I am so excited about this new series. Foil doesn't work, and it's time for us to realize that and start making the necessary changes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We are out of time. I know. What happened? It just passed so fast. I will talk to you guys on another Thursday. Yeah, Thursday, we'll be back. And you guys have a great one. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Leave us a message, and we'll try to address your concerns on another episode of Couch Conversations. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.